Government troops in Myanmar are attacking Karen believers. Child traffickers pose as Christians or victimizing the poor in India. And India Partners is looking for flood relief funding. But where's the flood? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Burma, officially called the Union of Myanmar, where thousands of ethnic Karen people are being targeted by government troops along the Thai border. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein just returned from the region.
They set fire to 46 houses in one area, 28 houses in another area. They burned a mobile health clinic, a middle school, and a nursery school. Thousands more people have been displaced or in hiding following the attack.
Klein says this is a blatant attack against Christians, bordering genocide. He's concerned because Vision Beyond Borders is helping with Cyclone Nargis recovery.
We're actually building orphanages right now. We're bringing more kids in. We're facing more and more opposition from the government. They don't want, especially the Christians, to be helping kids, you know, come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and kids to grow up with a conviction to serve God first and foremost.
More attacks are expected as October elections draw near. VBB needs funding to help the displaced. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, an alarming trend has developed in northeast India. Criminals are now posing as missionaries. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India shares his concerns.
Here we have child traffickers going into poor communities posing as Christian workers, taking their children from them, telling them that they're going to bring their children to homes where they'll be well cared for, and then exploiting these children.
Stravers says these criminals are also exploiting Christians.
Christians have a reputation for their children's work, and so this kind of news just casts a kind of an evil shadow over all the good Christian work that's happening.
What can you do?
Pray hard that these terrible strategies of our enemy will be thwarted, that the real Christians will really be empowered to help children in their communities and to show the love of Christ to people in a way that they'll know there's a difference.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Last September, the Indian states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka saw the worst flooding in 100 years. Though the floodwaters are gone today, the floods covered the land with salty mud, making it impossible to plant new crops. India Partners has helped almost 200 individuals since, restoring their livelihood and introducing them to the living water. They've reached over half their goal to raise $100,000 in flood relief. You can help restore an acre of farmland or with a blanket or a meal. Next, countless children have been left without homes or parents after the Haiti earthquake. Kids Alive International's Rich Anderson says their orphan homes in Cap-Haitien were kept safe, but thousands are relocating to their city.
A lot of people are moving that way now as they've lost a place to stay in Port-au-Prince. So they have a lot of refugees there, and there are a lot more orphan children.
Kids Alive already has 60 children in its care in Cap-Haitien, but is immediately doubling in size to care for new orphans.
Kids Alive is just trying to make a difference one child at a time. And the goal right now is to take in 50 to 100 newly orphaned children and to try to turn those children into productive Christian members of their society and make a difference that way.
Kids Alive provides a family environment by placing orphans in homes with 8 to 10 kids and two foster parents. A Kids Alive team just finished new housing, but new orphans need sponsors. Go to our website to help. And HCJB Global will dedicate two new radio stations in Ghana this week. The stations are sure to provide many with the gospel, but the greater impact may come from seeing Christ followers at work. A small church team from Colorado has agreed to serve with HCJB Global in Ghana to build a medical center. Pray these actions combined with the message of Jesus Christ proclaimed through the new stations would transform the lives of many Ghanaians. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.